Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Girl,
what you gonna do?
You gonna do?
What 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 you gonna do?
Tuned into Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janet Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways once again, bringing unto you, you and you, the divine word of truth as I know it to be. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle today. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time at Mass and various churches you attended around the world. And I just hope and pray that Jesus met you there. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I thank you for allowing me into your living room space. And I just thank you so graciously for tuning in, hallelujah, and being a continual, faithful listener of this program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. It's not no one else's name, but it's your name that God knows. And like I first stated, he knows your address. He knows your zip code. He knows your city and state. So he will not get it confused. He will not get it twisted. God will reward you. God said that he is a rewarder, hallelujah, of them that are faithful givers, whether it's of your time or your talent or your resources, whatever you render for the work ethics of God, God will bless you. So I just want to take this opportunity right now to acknowledge those of you that has lost loved ones over the weekend, even last week. May it have been the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, last 12 hours, 8 hours ago, 30 minutes ago, seconds ago, at this very moment. I just want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. God has children, males and females, hallelujah, all around this planet that are praying for you and with you, and you are not alone. We're praying for you that God will restore that joy that you once knew and bring back restoration for yourself. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty matchless name. Amen and amen. All right, we fail not to acknowledge the creator of this format. Hallelujah, the one that started it all. His name is Jesus Christ. He was born, hallelujah, in Bethlehem, but he's a native of Nazareth, and he is our soon-coming Messiah. Hallelujah. And I dare not to acknowledge him every opportunity that presented itself. Hallelujah. We want to acknowledge Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. And I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart, God, of your sovereignty and your love measured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for having us together once again. again, God, around the spectrum. But we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal home. We know that you have lying in wait, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, God. But you are the architect and you are the creator, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up the four corners of this earth. Hallelujah. Starting from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome. So we'll be so mindful, God, to give your name the glory and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the temple to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you on tonight 1 hour. I am now 33 seconds into our program. And I just want you to get your good seat, get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Bring all your digital devices, hallelujah, aboard, because we are in need of them. We're asking you to bring your laptop, bring your iPhone, bring your tablet, and bring whatever other devices that I have not made mention of. Bring those aboard. Hallelujah. May God richly bless you, you, and you on this evening. Hallelujah. Our sermon on tonight entitled, God Can Love All the Hurt Away. I want to say that one more time. God can love all the hurt away. And I want to encourage you that are listening on tonight, allow God to love on you until he love all of your hurt, your ills, and your pains, your sorrow, your despair, your loneliness, your sickness, the tears that you have cried, your heartbreaks, your grief. God is the only one that has the capabilities to love all of yours and mine's and ours hurt completely away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we're going to read our first key scripture on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it reads like this. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and God of all comfort. The reading is coming out of the law. 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. All right. We're going to move on down to my second key scripture. And it reads this. Only two words. The shortest verse in the law of John. And it reads this. Jesus wept. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 11 and 35. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that the weeks following the assassination of the U.S. President John F. Kennedy, we find out that his widow, Jacqueline, received nearly 1 million letters from people in every part of the world. Some came from heads of state, celebrities, close friends. Others were sent by ordinary people who addressed them to Madison, Washington, and President America. They all wrote to express their grief and sympathy for her great loss. We know that when people suffer and we long to help. It is good to recall Paul's words, hallelujah, pictured of God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Father of mercy, hallelujah, and the God of all comfort. And that scripture reading again, coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. We know that our Heavenly Father is the ultimate source of every tender mercy, kind word, and helpful act that brings encouragement to you and I and healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We come to find out the word comfort. It is a consolation. And we know that it appears repeatedly in today's Bible reading as a reminder that the Lord hold you and I close, and he invite you and I to cling to him as the Lord wraps his loving arms around you and I. We are able to embrace others with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And we can pray this prayer that, Father God, thank you for letting us share with you our worries and our cares. We're grateful that you stand beside us to comfort and guide us. Help us to console others as you look out for your own. And we come to this one conclusion that God comfort us so that we can comfort others. Hallelujah. And I know that there may be some that are listening on tonight that you've been going through. You've been catching hell on every corner, in every look like angle, every situation look like, you know, the enemy has been fighting you with tooth and nail. But I come to encourage your heart on tonight. I want you to let God love all of your hurt away, because he can, because he knows, because God has been there. God has been all along. God has suffered the pain and the agony, even death on the cross. So we know that God knows what it feels like to be abandoned, to be unloved. God knows all too. Oh, hallelujah. God knows what it is to suffer. So if you're suffering on tonight because you've lost your spouse, you lost someone that's near and dear unto your heart, you lost a son or a daughter, or niece or nephew, may have been a colleague or a business partner, may have been your optometrist, may have been your insurance agent, may have been a close friend that has been your life for 3 or 4 decades, or maybe someone that you just met. But whatever the case might be, maybe you've put in some petitions that you feel like that God has abandoned you and he's not going to answer your prayer. But I want to encourage you once again on tonight that God hear your faintest cry, even when you can't even complete the sentence. God knows what you're saying, and God will complete the sentence for you, because God, he comes to his children almost crying. God do not turn a deaf ear unto us, but God listens, and he hears us, and he comes to our rescue. Hallelujah. So I don't want you to feel like you don't have anybody, that you're in this great big old wide world, this great big old place we call the circular world, or the global world, or whatever you want to call it, our today's world. I want you to know that you're not alone, and that God are with you every step of your journey. When it seems like that you are alone, I want you to know that you're not alone. because you have a spiritual father that is right there. And he said, all you got to do is call me. Call on my name. Don't call Tyrone, but call on Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can wipe your teary eyes. He can wipe and he can love on you. He can love all the hurt away if you allow him to do so. We know that everyone who has suffered such intense personal tragedies can understand yours and mine and our pain and agony. I want to ask you, do you feel like that there is anything wrong with you crying? I don't think that there's anything wrong with anyone crying and crying out to God, because God wants us to cry out to him. We know that there is no biblical evidence to suggest that it's not okay. So we know that it's okay to cry. And Jesus gave us the answer. Lazarus, a close friend of his, had died. And when Jesus arrived at the home of Lazarus' sisters, they were surrounded by friends who had come to console them. And Jesus saw Mary and Martha and their friends mourning. He too was overcome with sorrow and just wept. And I read that earlier in the law of John 11 and 35. Hallelujah. We know that sadness and tears and mourning are familiar territories for everyone on this planet Earth. Even for Jesus, we find out that his tears tell us that it's okay if tears just slip out. And they remind you and I that the reason tears of sorrow will be extinct in eternity is that there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There should be no more pain. That's your scripture reading can be found in the law of Revelation 21 and 4. And when God wiped yours and mine and ours, tears, even wipe the effect of sin, he will wipe out the need for tears. And one more reason to look forward to eternity is that God shall wipe yours and mine tears, all of our tears away. There shall be no more death, no more pain, no more fears. And they shall count not time by years, for there is no night there. We know that heaven is no pain. It's no night there, no death there, and most certainly no tears there. Hallelujah. God will wipe yours and mine tears for the final curtain call. There will be no more crying. Once God wipe your and mine tears away, we won't have to cry no more. Hallelujah. We won't have to sigh no more. So I'm encouraging you on tonight. Allow God to love all your hurt away. Maybe you've been abused. Maybe you've been molested. Maybe you've been raped. Maybe you have been beaten and scarred, talked about, talked down on. Hallelujah. God can love all the hurt away on tonight. God is big enough and bad enough because he have all power in his hand. God has all power. Woo! Glory! All power and authority in his wings. All you got to do is call on him. Call on him. He's ready, willing, and able to love all of your hurt away on tonight. Maybe your husband has disappointed you. He went out and been unfaithful with another woman. Hallelujah. Maybe your parents has told you they're tired of you and they don't want you to come back. to their home again. Don't come to their door. Don't darken my door again. You are no longer welcome here. Maybe your friends tell me, said, don't call my number again. You are no longer a friend of mine. Well, I want you to know on tonight that Jesus is your friend. He's a friend like no other. He will not never turn you away. But he'll always have time and opportunity to set and talk with you, hallelujah, and love on you like no other. And I'm talking about spiritual love. I'm not talking about this worldly love, but I'm talking about God's love. God can love every hurt that you have encountered in your lifetime. You might say, oh, well, see, Ward, how can that be? Because Jesus, too, wept. Jesus cried. Hallelujah. So Jesus know what it is to hurt. Jesus know all too well of pain, because they whooped Jesus across his backside. 39 stripes. You know what it is to be abused, to be wept, to be spat upon, because they spat on Jesus. Can you imagine somebody hawking up some old nasty, slobbering, putting that on you? That, you know, that's just degrading, humiliation. But I'm here to tell you all tonight that God can love all your hurt away. We look into the book of Lamentation, and it records that Jeremiah anguished the nation of Judah's stubborn refusal to follow God. It often called the weeping prophet. He witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem and saw that his people carried unto captivity. He wandered the streets of the city overwhelmed by grief. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Lamentation 1:1-5. Yet in Jeremiah's darkest hour, he said that, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed. So I want you to know tonight that you are not consumed. It's not over until God says over. I don't care what kind of doctor report that you have gotten. You might got a pink slip on your job and say, well, we got to let you go because we can't afford to keep you on any longer. The insurance to keep you on is too high. So we got to let you go. We know God can change anybody's mind. God can change a mule's mind. Certainly he can change a human mind, because he created the human. Hallelujah. With three words. Let there be. And so it was. Hallelujah. So we know that his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And whether we suffer for our own choices or from those of others, we know that despair may threaten you and I to overwhelm us. We all seem lost. We can now cling to the Lord's faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saves my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. And I am thankful on tonight for your faithfulness. For I am when I am unfaithful. Help me and help us to remember, like Jeremiah, that from you, not from my circumstances. We know that the anchor of God's faithfulness holds firm in the strongest storm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We come to find out that even Jonah, but God was inclusive. Jonah wanted God for Jonah, but God wanted Jonah for the world. Jonah felt his own pain, but God wanted Jonah to feel the world's pain. We know that Jonah became angry with God for his compassion, but God wanted Jonah to have compassion. We prefer categories rather than coalition. We prefer comfort zones. We harbor dislikes for the unlike. We say, it's my way or the highway. It's my church, my denomination, my theology, my style, my crew, my God. But clearly, we find out that there is enough of God to go around. Into our world of comfort, God may send a worm to erode from the roots to the stem. And while that worm is on the prowl, it may cut away at our pretensions and our shadow certainties. Our choice is clear. It opens or be enough. I want to ask you on tonight, which will you choose? The choice is yours. Allow God to love all of your hurt away on tonight. God can love on you like no other. You might have been trying to conceive, and then all of a sudden you was able to conceive but then had a miscarriage. Guess what? We serve a God who can impregnate you again. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that it's not over until God says it's over. God is the Christ. He is the C-I-C. That's the Christ in charge of everything, of you and I, of this world, and everything thereof. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And we know that we can ask God to help you and I to understand the significance of the shortest verse in the Bible. And that was coming out of law of John 11 and 35. And it says that Jesus wept. We know that the Son of God wept. And like I first stated, he knows the reality of heaven. He was the source of all hope of a future day of resurrection. But yet Jesus cried. He loved his friends Mary and Martha and Lazarus so much that he groaned in the spirit. And he was troubled. Verse 33. We know that Jesus truly fills yours and mine heartaches. When someone we love died, we struggle with a wide range of emotions. If a young person died, we ask why. When death comes after long-term suffering, we struggle to understand why the Lord waited so long to bring relief. We began to think of God as distant, untouched by our sorrows. But we may question his wisdom or his goodness. Then we read Jesus wept. We know that God is deeply touched by yours and mine's our anguish. When a painful situation invades yours and mine life, we remember that the Bible, shortest verse, and that is Jesus shed tears too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And if you are in doubt that Jesus cares on tonight, I want you to remember Jesus loves you. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions you would want the old Triple Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry, This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Warren. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, bringing unto you hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Be blessed, family of God, kinship family, friends and alike. God bless you. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
You're I get myself in a situation that may lead to frustration. Worried about what's going on around me. I want to be stress-free, but I haven't trusted completely. When things get hard and finally, I fall to my knees. And then I pray and say, Lord, teach me.
Lord, teach me to be like you. I want to be pleasing. I want to trust you. I want to love you. I want to be in your way. I want to be with you. Lord, teach me. Lord, teach me to be like you. I want to be pleasing. I want to trust you. I want to love you. Now, no, I'm not perfect, and usually when things are said, then I'm not cool with. I make it in a I'm not quite what I should be, but I wanna be baby. I've come to the dark one, but you are the only one who needs me.
I wanna be pleasing.
I can't get out of you.
Sunday, here we go.
You're gonna go hang like this.
I get my way. Thank you.